And time for the KSL In-Depth. It's news that broke live today on the Doug Wright Show, right here on KSL News Radio. The FBI will not ask for criminal charges against Hillary Clinton over the use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State.
FBI Director James Comey made the announcement and was immediately met with a chorus of criticism from Republicans in Congress. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who leads the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, says he's not done with this issue.
If the FBI's investigation is closed and they made a recommendation not to prosecute, there's no reason why they shouldn't share all that information with Congress and certainly with the American people. There are other committees that have some jurisdiction, but ours is clearly one of the key committees. The Oversight Committee has jurisdiction on personnel matters. We have jurisdiction on the Federal Records Act, and we have been pursuing the content and the classification of these emails for a long, long time.
But no matter what happens in Congress, Chaffetz says people can make their own judgments.
Ultimately, the jury is the American people. They go into this eyes wide open. They can see the pattern of deception and deceit by the Secretary of State. If they think she should be the commander-in-chief, well, that's their decision to make. Voters are always right, but the ultimate jury in this case are the American people. Do they take somebody who has lied and provided false information on Benghazi and on the emails and a whole host of things? Do they give that person, in this case Hillary Clinton, the reins of power? Or do they try something new and different? That's ultimately for the voters to decide.
Utah Congresswoman Mia Love says that she believes Clinton is being held to a different standard and that sets a terrible precedent. She is calling on the FBI to be more transparent about how it reached its conclusion.
And, of course, the ultimate question is, how is this going to affect her run for the president, and how is it going to affect Donald Trump's numbers in the coming days as the reaction and fallout continues?